Self-publishing a book online can be somewhat overwhelming, kind of like what I shared in the past podcast where we talked a little bit about Kindle Direct Publishing, but KDP isn't the only game in town. Believe it or not, there are a number of other platforms you can take a look at. In fact, we're actually going to go look at their next biggest competitor in Apple Books. We're going to discuss that in today's episode, so make sure you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Hey, this is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, episode number 63, and I'm just tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me where I nerd out about something that I love, and that's self-publishing books online. Before we do jump into some of this content, I want to let you know that today is brought to you by One Third of the Way to 100K Giveaway. Enter for a chance to win the self-publishing toolkit valued at $1,460. With the two runner-up prize packages included, we're giving away a total of $3,574 in prizes. To enter, visit dalelinks.com/giveaway. The deadline is Friday, July 31st, so enter right away. And I want to let you know that there are only 179 entries so far. So the odds are greatly in your favor if you take a little bit of time out right now. If you're driving your car or if you're in the gym, just pause. Just pull your car over. You're going to go over to dalelinks.com/giveaway and enter. And you can enter every day. Might I recommend, though, as soon as you do enter, make sure you check your email and you actually have to confirm your entry in order to fully be entered into the contest. It is going to be so worth it. There's so many different prizes. Rather than me telling you about it and bloviating about it, just go to the link. It'll give you everything that you need to know. All right, so let's talk about Apple Books. You notice they didn't say Apple iBooks because back in about April 2nd of 2010, Apple iBooks launched. It is now, of course, known as Apple Books. They decided to just drop the I and they went right with books. And Apple is famously known as being one of the biggest competitors to Amazon when it comes to self-publishing, especially in the world of ebooks. In fact, fun fact here, this is a little bit off the script here. Did you know that when you do a perma-free book, when you try to make your book permanently free, the one competitor that Amazon will price match on is Apple? Yeah. They will price match every region that Apple has, which they have pretty much. It's tit for tat. Apples to oranges at this point because they have nearly the same distribution, if not a couple other avenues that Amazon doesn't have. Well, at any rate, they used to be only available to Mac users. I know, boo hiss. What's with the, you know, the hate on PC? Well, I think Apple Books finally discovered, they were like, you know what, you were only able to get through aggregate distributors to Apple Books through Drafted Digital and Smashwords and other places like that. There's an asterisk, by the way, with audiobooks here. Well, now Apple Books for Authors is available, and that means that it is available for both PC and Mac users. So it doesn't matter the type of platform that you utilize or the type of operating system that you use, you'll still be able to go to Apple Books for Authors. Just a heads up, you are going to need an iTunes Connect account. Now that's 100% free. It just takes a few minutes to kind of put it all together, but once you have it all together, it's pretty intuitive. You'll be able to know exactly what, you know, how to do it. All right, so Apple publishes two different types of publications. They do not cover print. That's right. There's no print books yet. Do I foresee them doing it anytime soon? Possibly not. However, they do cover ebooks and audiobooks. Remember, I said there's a little bit of an asterisk when it comes to audiobooks and distributing through aggregators. And I'm going to tell you a little bit later on what that is. But with ebooks, you get 70% royalty payout. So it essentially is pretty comparable to what you're getting through Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing. Okay, not too bad, right? Payments are made 45 days after the close of the month. Now, if you compare that to KDP, KDP is 60 days after the close of the month. Apple is 45 days after the close of the month. So this should definitely make you a bit more excited because you're getting your paycheck a lot sooner. The accepted type of documents that they do is EPUB, all right? Now, if you try to come with anything else, well, let me explain. So they'll take EPUB. Now, you can get your book turned into an EPUB through distributors like Smashwords or one of my preferred avenues, Draft2Digital. However, they do support Microsoft Word doc conversions. So if you've got a Microsoft Word document, they actually have a resource inside the dashboard that you can click on, and it'll help you go over to one of their partners or recommended avenues for formatting your book to EPUB. I want to let you know that converting your book into EPUB can be 100% free. So you don't need to be spending a ton of money to turn your Microsoft Word document into an EPUB. If you have Mac and you have the program Pages, which assuming you have Mac, you have Pages, you can actually automatically format it into EPUB. So that's a nice thing. In fact, more recently, Apple actually got rid of what they called the Apple iBooks Author program. Now, it was actually software that would help you format stuff. Well, the reason is they pretty much integrated all those tools into Pages. So now it's available to everyone with a Mac device of some sort. Now, there are other formats, and they actually have a find a partner type thing. So again, you can go into your dashboard and find that out. All right, now audiobooks. I kind of discussed it real briefly. Now, this is where I said there's a bit of an asterisk. Now, you can't just set up an iTunes Connect account and get yourself going with the Apple Books for Authors program and get your audiobooks up. It just doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, distribution is via audiobook partners. And this does include, avenues like Findaway Voices, Listen Up, and a number of other regional specific audiobook distributors. But all that to say this, that the royalty rate is going to vary based on the platform that you choose to distribute from. So for instance, Findaway Voices is my preferred way of distributing audiobooks to Apple. They actually get 45% payout of the Apple royalty. Now, you're probably going, okay, 45%? That's a little low. Findaway Voices takes 20% of that 45%. You get 80% of the 45%. Now, to be clear, you're probably going, oh, but Dale, I can go to ACX and I can get 40%. 40% of 25%. Yeah, ACX has an agreement in place with Apple. Apple only gives 25% royalty to ACX, so then you only get 45% of that 25%. And 40% of that 25%. Yeah, I'm getting myself confused. You could see how crazy it is. Findaway Voices, probably one of the best ways to distribute to Apple, and I highly recommend it. And the nice thing is if you're already distributing to ACX and you are non-exclusive, you can distribute through Findaway Voices. Findaway Voices will then replace the Apple distribution via ACX. So then you're going to get paid more for that distribution. Just a little bit of a tip and insight. Don't worry about duplicate publishing. According to Will Degas of Findaway Voices, there's never an issue with duplicate publishing. What ends up happening is they don't fulfill the upload from ACX. They'll fill the one for Findaway Voices. So, interesting note here. When you actually look into the distribution for audiobook partners, in that list, nowhere are you going to find Amazon-owned ACX, Audiobook Creation Exchange. Huh, I wonder why. They had every other avenue, but no ACX, even though you can distribute to Apple through ACX. So, I wonder if this means that eventually we will not see distribution to Apple through ACX. It makes you kind of think, right? All right, so there are other noteworthy features as well. You have some writing resources. There's some design advice, and they also have native ads. So that means you can promote your book through Apple. So this is a feature you wouldn't normally get if you're using an aggregator like, say, Draft2Digital or Smashwords to distribute over to Apple. So if you want to get the ability to promote your ebooks, then you have to have an iTunes Connect account and have it distributed through that way. All right, there is one last final tip when it comes to determining if Apple Books is going to be for you. But before we do that, I want to just give a quick plug. You know what? It's my mission this year to positively impact over 100,000 aspiring authors and experienced self-publishers' lives. And I could do that by way of my YouTube channel. And right now, we just broke about 33,000 subscribers, and I'm super, super happy about that. But once we hit 100,000 subscribers, I feel confident that we will meet that goal. Because if you subscribe to the channel, it definitely shows that you know, like, and trust me, and that you really feel that I'm the great resource, and you found some value in some capacity enough that you hit that subscribe button. So join the 100K Club when you go ahead and subscribe to me over at dalelinks.com/YouTube. Alrighty, so final thoughts here. I know we kind of went through this really, really fast, but believe it or not, getting up to the final tips. Now, rather than giving you pros and cons, I think we kind of discussed some of those things as we went along, and it'll be up to you to kind of make your own judgment on what's going to be a good pro and what's going to be a good con. To me, the question that you should think about is it worth a shot? Should I be publishing to Apple Books? Well, if you're looking to go wide, in other words, publish beyond KDP, I would recommend the very first place you should hit is Apple. Now, right now, I am distributing to Apple via places like, well, Smashwords is my place, but also you can utilize PublishDrive, you can use Draft Digital. There's so many ways that you can get over to Apple. If you can, remove the middleman. If you have the discretionary time, sit down and upload directly to Apple Books for Authors. So that way you collect 100% of the earnings, being 70% of every sale. That way also you can utilize the advertising platform. Now I've got one publication up and I'm going to be toying around with it a little bit and trying out some of the marketing. And so stay tuned to my YouTube channel. I'll probably give you some more information and details about that. And by the way, if you want to go take a look at the app, Apple Books for Authors, go over to authors.apple.com and it'll give you all the details that you need about how to set up the iTunes Connect account and what the royalties are and how audiobooks work and how ebooks work and all that type of stuff. Honestly, they're not paying me a dime, and I'm 100% confident that Apple might be a good option for you if KDP is not quite, you know, cutting the mustard for you as an author. As we start to wrap up today's short podcast, I want to, of course, give a real quick call to action. I want you to subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform, and do me a favor, leave a review. That would be so awesome. In fact, Ruthie Book Author left a review for me over on the Apple Podcasts. We keep talking about Apple. Man, this is a mouthful. She said, so helpful. In fact, 2 exclamation points. Thank you so much. I wish I had found you sooner. Love listening to your helpful tips of the trade. I'm learning a lot from you. Well, Ruthie Book Author, thank you so much for the kudos, and I appreciate you taking a little bit of time out your day to go ahead and post a review. So do just like Ruthie did. Head on over to your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review, because I'll shout you out in the very next podcast. I've got another review that I'm going to be saying next week, and you have to make sure that you stay tuned. In fact, speaking of next week, this is going to be a little bit of a teaser. We're going to be talking about the next platform for self-publishing a book online, and that will be publishing on Barnes & Noble Press. I'm going to tell you all the pros and cons and all the features that you can look for in Barnes & Noble Press and why they are one of 4 Amazon alternatives worth considering. In the meantime, in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you all next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com. for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.